we have a lot of nuts in our family, I guess you could say, but welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, today's show is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to be recording it over a number of days. Now, I think I alluded to this a few weeks ago, maybe, but to refresh everyone's mind, my fiance and I are currently in the process of moving across the country. So this week, my dad, my dog, and myself are driving kind of the first carload of things from Colorado to Vermont. Now, initially, I had this plan to do Beer Feelings pop-up shops across the nation and drink at a bunch of cool breweries, but with all the mayhem that comes along with buying a house, those just seemed like an easy thing to take off of my plate to reduce some stress. So I did want to take advantage of this cross-country trip, kind of from a beer point of view, since I really don't know how many times I'm planning on doing it, which brings me to this episode. So my dad and I are planning on making a number of beer stops along the way, and we are going to be recording our thoughts and compiling them into this one episode. So kind of different, hoping to still get everyone some tips and tricks and maybe even some wild stories. Let's go. So today we started our adventure. We left Colorado this morning and we are hanging out kind of in the middle of Kansas. Is this the middle of nowhere? Are we in the middle of nowhere?
No, Kansas.
We're just in Kansas. So
you're trying to make a political statement.
Well, there's not much around here. We decided, I mean, in my mind, when we were going on this trip, I was thinking we would go to a brewery every day, especially with the dog. Most breweries are dog friendly. And that seems like an easy way to both like not be in a hotel, not be in the car. But day one, Dad and I were both just kind of tired. So we're hanging out in our Kansas hotel. And I did, to celebrate our first day of our journey, I brought a crowler of beer from home, from my favorite brewery, Landlocked Ales. I was fortunate enough to participate in their Pink Boots Society Ladies Brew Day this year. So they haven't released this beer yet. I feel so special that I was able to get a crowler for this journey. But I think by the time this episode airs, it'll be out. So if you're in Denver, go visit Landlocked Ales or Coal Mine Avenue Brewing Company. It was a collaboration brew. But this beer is called Pinky Arnie, and it is a raspberry Arnold Palmer inspired IPL, which stands for India Pale Lager. So basically what this beer should have been, and like what was really cool is it ended up being this way, is it has a lot of cool aromatic qualities from the hops, but it was brewed or it was lagered at more of a cold temperature. So it was really crisp and smooth. So my big takeaway from the beer today, I didn't think we would have a beer story, but we're sitting in a hotel room and we had no pint glasses. So what we did, which it actually turned out a lot better than normal. We were able to grab just a few of like the are they paper or plastic? What are we drinking out of?
They're paper.
They're paper coffee cups.
Disposable coffee
cups. They are not red solo cups. It is not glassware. It is not a mug. But we were able to drink this beer out of these cups, which, so my beer tip for the day, which I think I've echoed on previous episodes, is please don't drink your beer out of the can or the bottle. There is literally no excuse for you to need to do that. You should absolutely find some kind of vessel and drink out of it. But overall, I thought the beer was really great. What did you think, Dad?
I was surprisingly happy about this beer, but I think my expectations were low. But the fact that it was a lager fit into my wheelhouse. And I found it to be crisp and refreshing. A little bit sweet, and I think that's probably the raspberry. And did you add some sugars as well?
Yep. So the adjuncts added in there were raspberry hibiscus tea, so kind of an herbal tea, as well as some candied lemon peel. So that's very sophisticated that you were able to pick up on the sweetness.
Interesting. Well, I tell you what, I like lagers, and I like especially like lagers in the summertime. And our drive today, albeit in the middle of May, it was 97 degrees, and it just put me in the mood for something
that's very
that was
true.
Easy to take.
Very true.
And this beer certainly fit the bill.
So all around, beer day one, delicious beer, questionable cups, but still overall great experience. Great start to our journey. Well, we'll check back in with everybody on day two. See you tomorrow. Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back. Or I guess I'm welcoming myself back. I'm back in front of my computer. We are on day four of our beer road trip, moving road trip. I was initially hoping that I would be able to record a little bit every single day, that we would have a little bit of a beer adventure. But honestly, through most of Kansas and Missouri, we were just so tired by the time that we got to the hotel that they're just like, we didn't have the energy to have a lot exciting going on. So right now I'm sitting in Cincinnati, Ohio. We're going to hang out here for a couple of days because this is where my sister lives. So we thought, you know, when you're traveling from Colorado to Vermont, just about anything is on the way. So today we're in Cincinnati. That's it. So I believe I mentioned this on the last kind of snippet, but we're currently traveling with Bucket, my dog, and that's just kind of made everything travel related a little more challenging. For example, my sister has a beautiful Martha Stewart house. Like, it is spotless. It is gorgeous. And Bucket sheds more than any dog I've ever met, which just means it's best if Bucket does not go inside the house. We've all decided, like, we do not want to be a disruptive force. That's just happier for everybody. But while we're here, all we really want to do is sit and visit with my sister and her boyfriend, but it's a little bit hot and I'm getting kind of sweaty outside. So all these things kind of combine: beautiful house, shedding dog, warm weather. It's just kind of like a tricky combination. So today's beer tip that we kind of uncovered and unleashed, quite literally, is if you're in a weird spot or you have travel challenges and you're just looking for a cool place to hang out, head to your local brewery. Now, my sister was a total champion today, and she found a brewery here around Cincinnati called Braxton Brewing, where dogs are not only allowed on the patio, but they're actually allowed inside as well. And extra bonus, the AC was wonderful. So we were able to camp out there for a couple of hours. Then there was kind of an extra fun bonus because we were able to make our own little beer game and entertain ourselves when we were there, kind of on accident. So let me explain what was going on. So while I was hanging out at the table, kind of getting buckets settled in, my dad and sister went to grab a few flights of beer. My sister and I, especially when we hang out and we try a new brewery together, we like to just get two flights. So typically that's anywhere from 8 to 10 beers. We'll both like sip on all of them and then kind of divide up all of those beers amongst ourselves. So I told them, just go get a bunch of beers. I'll drink whatever you don't like. And we'll just get to taste a lot more, which is exciting to me. Now, most breweries, or at least most breweries that I've been to, have flights. So if you've never had a flight before, it's typically 4 to 5, like little baby beers. They're very cute. Some of them have cute, like little holders and stuff like this. This brewery did not have flights. So what we did is we kind of made our own flights. They still had 5-ounce pours. So we still had a little baby beer and they just ordered 10 of them. And we didn't have like a cute holder to carry them over to the table, but that was okay. But should note, the beer tender working today was a total champ. And as my family was ordering these beers, she was filling them super, super quickly and then would hand them to my dad or sister and say, like, this is the sour, this is the pilsner, this is the stout. But because she was moving so fast, because she was so efficient, they got all jumbled up by the time that they were carrying them to the table. So what was just supposed to be kind of a fun, like, let's taste different beers and see what we like and try new things, ended up being a blind beer tasting. Now, because these got jumbled up anyways, kind of in the 30-foot transport, what we did is we lined up the beers from lightest to darkest, factoring in transparency a little bit. And then what we did is all three of us would taste one beer and then we'd look at the menu and see if we could identify it. Now, dad and sister, of course, knew which beers they ordered. For me, it was a little more, it was like the advanced level of the blind beer tasting since I didn't know what we had. But yeah, fun little surprise game, some pretty tasty beer, and overall happy Natalie because we were able to hang out indoors for a while with the dog. Now, We have one more day here, full of family time in Cincinnati, so probably not going to do another recording while we are here, but we are back on the road tomorrow. Excited to keep bringing you guys along for the ride, and I'll catch you in the next town. Cheers. Well, fam, we did it. We made it to Vermont in one piece. Now, were we supposed to close on this house yesterday? Yes. Yes, we were. But did we? No. And to be honest, I'm not totally sure when this close is going to happen. It should take place this afternoon, but to be honest, I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch. Now, this is the first house I have ever played a part in the purchase of, and it sounds like this happens fairly often in home buying. So I'm not throwing a total temper tantrum, but honestly, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't bummed. But okay, on to the beer in Vermont. Now, as my dad and I pulled into the state, we knew we didn't have a new house to go to. So what we did is we looked up some local dog-friendly breweries to kind of sit and regroup at. It was a little drizzly outside, so we wanted to make sure we were enjoying some inside space. The brewery we chose is called Four Quarters Brewing. It's in Winooski, and we really just had like the best time, and it was exactly what we needed. We had a lovely meal, a couple hamburgers, Bucket, the brew dog, made lots of new friends, and I drank a killer pineapple and spicy pepper sour. And what was so great about this is hanging out at the brewery let us just have the space to make a solid plan on where we wanted to camp out until this closing happens, which, like I said, it should be today in a little bit, but who knows? So I don't know that I have an official beer tip of this day, but I really just wanted to take a quick second on this latest road trip recap to say thank you to all of the brewery professionals, both in Vermont and Cincinnati and everywhere we've gone, that have been able to make peaceful moments for us kind of along our journey. So before we totally close out this unique episode, I thought it would be fun to do a quick lightning round with my dad on just some road trip recap. So here we go. So first question, what was your favorite state to drive through?
Vermont.
I agree. Why?
Because while it's so green and it has a varied terrain, and we swept down kind of into a plain where there was a lot of farmland, but you still had the long view, the vista, the mountains, both in both east and west directions. To the east was Vermont. And then if you looked over your shoulder, you could see the Adirondacks of New York.
Well, that was a really beautiful answer. My answer is the same, but it's because we were almost done. That's why Vermont was my favorite. Okay. Then on the other side of the coin, what was your least favorite state to drive through and why?
This journey, it had to be Kansas because the weather was simply brutal. We drove through Kansas on May the 11th, and there were places where the temperature was 97 degrees and the wind was howling at 20 to 25 miles per hour. It was purely apocalyptic.
Yeah, I agree for all the same reasons. It was just, it was hot. It was uncomfortable. And that was day two. Was that day one? So for the same reason that Vermont was my favorite, Kansas was probably my least favorite because I knew not only was the weather kind of, but I knew we had a lot of driving in front of us. Okay, now onto something more fun. So what was your favorite car snack?
I would say the peanuts.
The peanuts?
They're my go-to.
Nut mix. Yeah. Specifically the peanuts and the nut mix?
Yes.
Oh.
But the nut mix in general.
The nut mix in general. Well, we have a lot of nuts in our family, I guess you could say. But my favorite car snack, which I've never purchased on a car snack, what's that called? Like a car snack mission to go buy car shopping. I don't, now I'm just making things up. Was little squeezy pouches of applesauce. I probably had 7 of those. Most of them were consumed in one day, but I froze them right before we left. So they kept the cooler nice and cold. They were easy to eat. I mean, if they're easy to eat for toddlers, they're really easy to eat when you're driving. So that was my favorite car snack. Okay. Then we'll start with least favorite first. What was your least favorite beer that we drank along this trip?
When we had the trial of the 10 different small beers, the sours were disgusting.
The sours. Okay. Well, that's just because Dad doesn't like sours.
And I don't like sours. Yeah.
So fair, not bad beers, just not your taste. I think my least favorite was probably in the same vein. It wasn't a bad beer, but the Hefeweizen in Cincy, that same journey. I think having 10 beers right next to each other, it made it easier to like or dislike a beer, but really no bad beers here. So the final question in this lightning round is, what was your favorite beer that you drank on this journey?
I'm going to give you two answers because you won't like the first one. The reigning and still champion of ale going down my throat is the longstanding Yingling.
Which has been an answer for Dad for forever. Yingling is his favorite, and he can't get it in Colorado. So,
but the biggest new beer and kind of a surprise was, again, at the tasting in Cincinnati, I like the Rattler.
Really?
The orange, yes.
That was...
It hit the spot.
It was a blood orange Rattler. What was that brewery called? Braxton?
Braxton.
Yeah, yes. Braxton. So you're listening from Braxton Brewing. Yeah, that Rattler was pretty good. I think my favorite, I drank a lot of beers that I really enjoyed, but probably just because it's top of mind, the pineapple, the spicy pineapple sour that I had yesterday. And again, maybe I just loved it because it was the end of the journey. It was a celebratory brew for me, but that's it. And there you have it, friends, Colorado to Vermont with a couple of beers along the way. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you're following the Beer Feelings podcast or subscribe to the podcast wherever you are listening so you don't miss out on a single boozy episode. And today, I hope that you have a great rest of your afternoon or great rest of your morning, and that no matter what you choose to do or where you choose to do it, that you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week for a more normal episode all about drinking seasonal beers out of season. Cheers, everybody. Time to move into the house now.